Next up is a good friend of ours, Wayne Martin. Come on up, Wayne. And Wayne is dressed in his usual sartorial splendor. We're in an open mic, and we have a performer that's got a jacket on. And look at the guitar stripe. I mean, I tell you, he knows how to dress right for public performance.
I want a cable. Yep. Yes. I do it on purpose, John.
All right. I think Woody's going to tell us all about what he's doing, so let's give him a hand.
Thank you, Woody.
Wayne.
Wayne Martin. Okay.
Wayne, give me one. I've neglected to say some things here. Harriet Hart is going to be a feature November the 5th. We're getting a fall lineup here. Annie Sandstrom is going to be a mini set on September 3rd. All right, not far from now. Woody Camp, okay. Other people later. All right, so I think we're... And Wayne, November, I don't have any...
Tuesday before Thanksgiving. I'll be here.
November 26th.
We'll be back to remind you.
November 26th. We'll be back to remind you. And he will be back to remind you before then. All right, take it away, Wayne.
All right, here we are. Wow, you know, glad to be at this part of the room. It's loud back there. And you know, beyond that wall there, you can't hear a thing. I like to play originals, but tonight I'm going to play a song written by Bill Morrissey. And 2 years ago, to the day, on July 23rd, Bill Morrissey, who is a folk icon around here, passed away. And there's a song of his called Birches that I liked very much. They sat together, they sat on each end of the sofa. You know, I'm gonna have to start this song over again because... Here we go again. They sat on each end of the sofa and watched as the fire burned down. So quiet on this winter's night, not a house light on for miles around. And he said, I think I'll fill the stove, it's getting time for bed. She looked up, I think I'll have some wine, how about you, she asked, and he declined. And Warren, she said, maybe just for tonight, let's fill the stove with birches and watch as the fire burns bright. How long has it been? I know it's quite a while. Pour yourself half a glass and stay with me a little while. And Warren, he shook his head as if she'd made some kind of joke. Birches on a winter's night now. Fill the stove with oak. Oak will burn out long and hot like a July afternoon. And birch will burn itself out by the rising of the moon. And you hate a cold house, same as me. Am I right or not? All right, it's true, she said. It was just a thought. But then she said, Warren, you do look tired. Maybe you should go up to bed. And I'll take care of the wood tonight. Oak, he told her. Oak, she said. And she listened to his footsteps as he climbed up the stairs. And she pulled the sweater on her, placed the wine glass on a chair. And she walked down cellar to the wood box. It was cold as an ice chest. And she climbed back up with four logs, each as wide as a wedding dress. And she filled the stove, and she poured the wine, and she sat down on the floor. And she curled her legs beneath her as the fire sprang to life once more. And it filled the room with its hungry light, and it cracked as it drew air. And the shadows danced the jittery walls like no one else was there. And she stood up in the heat, and she twirled around the room, and the shadows, they saw nothing but a young girl on her honeymoon. And she knew the time was short, soon the fire would start to fade. And she thought of heat, she thought of light, she called it an even trade. Thank you very much. Here's to Bill Morrissey.
That was a lovely tribute to Bill Morrissey, and he is certainly missed, and that's an iconic song. Thank you, Wayne.